Good morning, Valdez, and Happy New Year.
Now, with the many horrific events that took place in 2017, more hurricanes than ever pounded the East Coast, there were many earthquakes and devastating fires swept over the West Coast, displacing thousands. We also saw a rise in horrific shootings throughout the U.S., and on and on. Many are very fearful of what could be in store for the new year. Is there anything stable that we can hold on to when everything is changing? Also, in the face of such universal unrest and devastation, there are those that find themselves on the other end of the spectrum, saying, "We've always had these problems, all is the same, and nothing can be done about it anyways." What do you think? What's the right position as we look at the new year? Does it really matter? This morning, Sandy will be exploring these important questions, finding a true balance in God's Word. Today's devotion is entitled Renewed Focus and a Hope for the New Year. Here's Sandy Workman.
On the first day of a new year, many of us wish each other a happy new year. But as we begin a new year, we need more than a hopeful greeting from those around us. We need real assurance. Let's go back in time about 3,400 years. Here we find that brave Old Testament character, Joshua. Joshua was also at a place where he needed assurance. As Joshua was about to lead God's people into the Promised Land, he had every reason to be afraid. He would be facing big cities with fortified walls, skilled warriors. He had an enormous task ahead of him. He needed God's encouragement just as we do. A new year brings a lot of questions. Will my health hold? Will my marriage last? Will I be able to hang on to my job? What will I do after high school? Will I live to see the end of this year? Will the economy improve? Will there be some natural disaster that takes me or my loved ones? This morning, I want to look at some passages in the Bible that are going to bring comfort and strength as we enter this new year and face the unknown. And if you're listening this morning, I want you to know that 2018 could be the best year of your life. As we begin, be ready with a pen and paper to jot these passages down. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, where we read what the Creator of the universe says to each one of us. "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." What happens this coming year is not left to chance. God is in charge, and he is promising that he's going to stay close. And God's promises are sure. Our promises and resolutions are like ropes of sand, but his promises are sure. Numbers 23:19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" What a promise. And in Isaiah 55:10-11, it says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So if God says it, then we can be at peace. It will be accomplished, if we believe it. Because the word also says that the gospel is the power of God only to those that believe. If you want to look that passage up, it's found in Romans 1:16. And in Hebrews 11:6, we're told that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith is essential in God's promises being accomplished in our life. If you've just tuned in, this is the 10-Minute Weekly Devotional right here on KBAK Radio, and we're looking at some powerful passages to comfort and strengthen us for the upcoming year. For our next passage, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, where God's Word brings us a comforting promise along with an insightful command as we face this new year. It says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." This is telling us that we can live this coming year fully content and without any fear, no matter what the circumstances. God is saying, if you have me, you have everything. And because God says it, we can be sure that it will be. And therefore, we can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear." There is another incredibly wonderful passage that goes right along with the one in Hebrews, and it's found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. And it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothes, let us be therewith content." Contentment, then, is not getting what you want, but being thankful for what you have, whether it be little or much. If you have Jesus, clothes on your back, and something to eat, according to this passage, you are rich. Many times our fears come from thinking that our needs are not going to be met. But as long as we are God's children, all our needs are going to be met. They may not always be met the way we want or the way we think they should be, but they will be met. Listen to what David says in Psalms chapter 37, verses 25 through 27. "I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore." None of us knows what we're going to face this next year, but the one thing a born-again child of God can know for sure is that God will never leave me or forsake me. That we can know for sure. And therefore, we can know that we have nothing to be afraid of. As the Apostle Paul said, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" When Jesus left the disciples, he left them with a promise. And the promise extends to those who live to the very end of this earth's history. It's found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So as you think about your future and are tempted with fear of the unknown, lean on the Lord. His word is the only stable thing in this world. In Proverbs, we're told, and this is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Do you want a truly blessed and productive year? Then lean not on thine own understanding. You know, that's not easy. It will require faith. I encourage you to take time to read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9 this week. There are some powerful promises there, and notice that God tells Joshua three times, "Be strong and of good courage." The number of times that the Lord tells Joshua to be strong and of good courage is significant. When God says something three times, it's because he is stressing the importance of staying connected. And he's saying, there will be hard times. There will be trying moments. But I am with you, so do not fear. I want to leave you this morning with the words in verse 5 of Joshua chapter 1. It says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." What a message of hope. This was the promise God gave the Israelites as they prepared to go into the land of Canaan. And it's the same promise he gives those who are now striving for the inheritance of the heavenly Canaan. "Be strong and of good courage, for I will never leave thee nor forsake thee."
You've just listened to the 10-Minute Weekly Devotional with Sandy Workman. If you missed this week's devotional or would like to hear it again, go to kvakradio.com. Click on the Community tab at the top of the homepage and scroll down to Devotional Podcasts. We hope that this message, renewed focus and hope for the new year, has been a blessing to you. If it has, share it with a friend or family member, and be sure to stay tuned to 12:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 8:15.